Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just heard us talk about getting the money to go to college and how important it was for Pillsbury to do that. It was really quite remarkable what they did. And now we're going to talk to a college student, a college grad. She's about to graduate next month, I believe. And what she had to do to get through this 4 years and how happy she is about it all. Her name is Emma Friebersizer, and college graduation is right around the corner for many students. That means big decisions about job offers and setting a career path. But one soon-to-be Bethel University graduate, whom I just said her name, already has that figured out. She already has it figured out. And that's thanks to a growing business she launched during her years in school. Emma Friebersizer joins us tonight to talk about what it was like to balance school with running a business and to offer advice to students and really anyone about following your dreams. Welcome to Still Talking, Emma.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you joined us tonight. Tell us about this thriving business of yours.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about La Senda. So I got the idea for this business when I was in high school, and I was teaching Spanish at an elementary school. And I was talking to a parent after class, and they asked me about some summer opportunities. And I said, well, there isn't anything in the summers yet. But then after my fall freshman year, I kind of sat down over winter break and I was brainstorming, and my personality is very like 0 or 100. And this turned out to be an 100 idea. And so I ran with it and I created La Senda. And that following summer, we had 2 Spanish camps. And so we just worked really hard to instill a love for Spanish in these kids. And now it's to a point where it's grown so much. We're going to have about 800 kids this summer over 11 different camps.
Oh my gosh, over 11 different camps. Okay, so yeah. La Senda, what does it mean in Spanish?
It means the path.
The path. Oh my goodness. La Senda Spanish Center, the path. That's awesome. Okay, 800 kids, knowing that you've got all of that now, where's your head at? How do you plan for that for this summer?
Yeah, so I have a really good team helping me. I've gotten to hire a lot of really cool students that work on our team, some of which are my really close friends. And so we've been working all school year long. We have a few school year programs. So I've been managing those as well as getting ready for the summer.
Okay, so tell me when you started the business.
Yeah, so I was in college when I started my freshman year. And then that first year we did 2 camps. I kept studying, obviously, during the school years. I had classes and just had to work my way to find the time. And then this past year, it really, really took off, and we just booked up every single week. And so I kind of had to make the decision of what I was going to do with my future. And so at the time, I was studying biokinetics and looking into the medical field. and I had to choose between grad school and pursuing this business. And so I really just couldn't let go of it. And so I decided that this is what I'd be doing after graduation, but I will still be graduating in a month with a degree in biokinetics and then also Spanish.
You are an awesome girl. Let me tell you something, woman. Oh, honey, you need to go and share some of your genius, honey. Just think of, send some folks something. Go, look, you need some. Hey, add this to it, honey. That child will come out great. Okay, so here's the thing. 800 children in itself. That is amazing. And I can imagine the summer camps are really excited that you're coming and that you're bringing this to them. What are you hearing? Are people that know what you do and have heard about you, do you have a wait list happening, or are people still calling?
Yeah, so we actually accept up to 50 or 60 kids per camp, but our wait lists are up to like 40, 45. So we're pretty booked up. We only have, I think, a couple weeks that still have spots, but it's definitely grown a lot more than what we expected to.
Yeah, I love that you're doing summer camps, and these children are going to learn so much from you. And tell me, how does that curriculum look?
Yeah, so we make it all of ourselves, and we just find the most fun. Our goal is for kids to have fun. We don't do any sit-down learning activities. It's purely just for them to find a love for Spanish and to get refreshed. A lot of the kids are from Spanish immersion schools, and so they get the learning in the classroom during the school year. And so we just want them to learn, to find a motivation to keep going with Spanish.
That's fantastic. You fell in love with Spanish, the language. When did this happen? When did something happen to you where you went, oh, this is for me? Or have you been speaking it in your home with your parents for years?
Yeah, I actually started in seventh grade. And I just had really good teachers growing up in middle school and high school. And I just really fell in love with it. And then at Bethel, I got to do their Spain trip. So I studied abroad in Segovia, Spain, and my professor there was absolutely incredible. And so I've just had a lot of really good people in my life that have encouraged it and have really helped me grow.
You know, my daughter was, I would say, proficient in Spanish for years, and had a chance to go in seventh grade. She went to Spain and toured all through, and just loved it. She absolutely loved it. And, you know, I would take her to restaurants where she had to speak Spanish and that sort of thing. Are those things that you hope to do with the children, or that you have done with the children already?
A little bit. A lot of our high school counselors, and we have some college age counselors too, they really get to share that passion for Spanish. So although it is in a very like contained Southwest Metro environment, we try to incorporate a lot of different activities for them and a lot of different ways for them to apply their learning in Spanish, and then also just providing those really good, strong mentors for them too.
Okay, so then let's talk about what else you're going to do when you graduate. What was it that you called it? B something or K?
Biokinetics is the major name, and it's really just a pre-healthcare field.
A pre-healthcare. Well, knowing you, you'll come in and change the whole thing. And people might be pretty excited about that. Really, it's quite remarkable what you've accomplished, Emma. I'm not kidding on that.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. And so the parents that are on the wait list are probably going to keep calling, you know, asking you, what's the problem? How come we haven't heard from you?
Yeah.
But do you think you'll ever go and just start teaching seventh grade or teaching high school or teaching college to students? Because there are students that go to college that did not learn a language. I'm so grateful that I learned French, some French, but I've lost most of it. If you don't keep speaking it and teaching it or something like that, then you will lose it.
Totally.
So do you think that's in your future as well?
Teaching? Probably not. I do love teaching. I teach a few classes right now, but I'm super passionate about leadership. I've had a ton of great mentors for leadership in my life, such as people from my university. The president, Ross Allen, has taught me a lot about leadership. And so I'm very focused on running it as a business right now. But I think that there is definitely opportunities for this business to get involved with a more educational side. But for this summer, I am just super excited for slip and slides and water balloon fights and just hanging out with kids, too.
How about that? And you're at Bethel University finishing your degree. I'm at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, getting a degree in leadership and innovation and ministry. So, you know, there's some commonality there. So we have something in common, I should say. So I wish you well
for
on
sure.
that. Is there, I don't know what it's like to grow a business while you're getting a degree. I can do like one thing at a time, it seems. So tell me what it was like for you to grow the business. Did you absolutely know that it would be successful?
Oh, I had no idea. I always tell people that I just kind of stumbled into this. It was a really fun hobby for me, but when I graduate, it'll definitely have to transition into more of a career. And so that will be really fun to explore. But honestly, I have been blown away by people's reactions. I never would have thought that this could have been my career. I never really had it in mind. So it's definitely been a learning process to take all the knowledge that I've gotten from college and apply it to a business side instead of what I thought I was going to school for.
Yeah, I've met students like you, and it's really wonderful to be in their company. I'm just curious to know, when you started college and you knew that you loved Spanish, you knew that you loved teaching it to children, did you say to your professors, look, there'll be times I can't be here. I've got to go teach some children, but I'll get all the work done.
Not really. Honestly, since I'm my own boss, I can kind of create my hours. So I've just tried really hard to schedule things around class. And I think I've always been a very motivated student. So, yeah, I think getting both of the things in my life done at the same time it's been a challenge at some point, but I think it's very doable too.
So what's next for you? Biokinetics is what you're going to go into. Are you going to stay? What university?
Yeah, so I'll graduate from Bethel University, and then I'll be done with school for the future as I see it now. And so I'll get to work the whole summer at our camps, and then the school year just working on La Senda and growing the business. My big dream is to have a full-on center that we own. We moved into an office space this spring, which was super, super exciting for us. But I think someday having a facility where we can actually host our camps will be really cool. And I think that'll help our growth a ton. So I'll be working on that this summer and next year.
So you're getting a degree in biokinetics now. And when you finish college, that's it. You're done. You're going to do your business, be successful with it. And that's it. That's where you want this to go. Do you think that you will open several different schools, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be a summer camp. It can be all year round. Would you be interested in that?
I think that I totally would be. I think first we'll start to expand more. We have about 5 locations for our camp that we run things through. And so I love to grow that first, since there's just a really, really big need for that in the area right now. But I think looking at what we can do during the school year would be really fun for the future as well.
Now, I understand that you do quite a bit yourself, and you go and talk to people, and you just say to yourself, I just want to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take action, that sort of thing. Has there ever been a time when you were so down, or when you said to yourself, I'm not sure if I can do it?
With other areas of my life, yes.
Yeah.
Like school, it can be super draining. With La Senda, though, it's just been something that I love so much that I'll, like, bribe myself and say, okay, if I can write this paper for school, I'll let myself work on La Senda stuff for 30 minutes. And so I think just having, like, the passion that I do, it just never gets old to me. And maybe I'm just still young, but I could do it all the time. I love it.
Wow. I don't know how you figured all of this out. I don't know how you knew what the demand was and to go for it, but I am so grateful that you're doing it. You are an example of how it can be done. Even though it was an overload sometimes, maybe, I'm not sure how you did it. You are a go-getter, but I am so grateful that you do it. You know, and I would encourage you to look into speaking. when your business is up and going, I hope that you can find some time to get out on the speaker circuit and encourage young people that may hear your story and say, I can do that too. So I don't know if you've heard about it or if you're already on the speakers list. I'm not sure, but there are some of those organizations and companies here in the great state of Minnesota that are doing well. I encourage you to do that because you have a story that needs to be told. And I appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This has been super fun to chat.
Oh, there she is. It's been super fun to chat.
I'm
thank
here.
You, Emma, take care of you, okay? All right. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.